This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
So one of my all-time favorite images and stories from the Gospels is that image of Jesus as the Good Shepherd. It's an iconic image, one for whom many churches take the name. This image of the Good Shepherd is one that we hear of often, even in the Old Testament. It's woven throughout Scripture. Indeed, all of our readings and many of our songs for today speak of just that. Sheep and shepherds are the theme today. The image of the Good Shepherd reminds us of the words from the prophet Ezekiel, who promised that God will raise up a true shepherd for the people. And John's gospel sees this prediction fulfilled in Jesus, who proclaims with his I am statement, I am the Good Shepherd. Now, ultimately, this passage from the gospel is understood as a reflection on Jesus' death and resurrection. So although scripturally we have gone, in a sense, backwards in the Gospel of John to pre-crucifixion and pre-resurrection, it's perfectly placed here during this Easter season. And so here we are on this fourth Sunday of Easter, traditionally known as Good Shepherd Sunday. What can I say about this particular Good Shepherd Sunday? Well, interestingly, Good Shepherd Sunday, with its many variations of readings and images of shepherds and creation, always falls on this particular Sunday of Easter, the fourth Sunday. And many, many times, it falls right around what our secular world calls Earth Day. Earth Day is tomorrow. Easter, Shepherd's Earth Day. A trifecta. A hat trick, if you follow the NHL. It's a hat trick of Sundays. Resurrection, Easter, spring, Earth Day celebration. And today's readings abound with all these themes and visuals of green pastures and sheep and flowing waters. Here in Texas, we are reaching the end of our wildflower season, something I'm sad about. And what a season it has been, with explosions of blue bonnets and blanket flowers and Mexican hats and more. I absolutely adore springtime in Texas. It seems like it's been months, from summer to winter and fall, that we've missed this green and this color. And with all the recent rains our city of Austin has had, we are awash in green and this splendor of colors. Now, I don't know about you, but I definitely needed a reminder of plant life this spring. It seems as if resurrection is all around us. As we move through Easter, this season of the church year that we're currently in, where resurrection is not only in the background and foundation of our faith as Easter people, but is also in the foreground of our worship and liturgy, it gives me hope and awe and wonder to see all these bits of growing and of breaking free, particularly in the spring flowers that cover all of our lawns and trees. Since starting our month of service in early April, at the beginning of this Easter season, we have seen busy hands and feet all over this community of St. David's and even beyond. We've seen children and adults of all ages taking joy in service and creation with the building of a beautiful herb and vegetable garden in our playground, with the cleaning of choir rooms, celebrating ministries that abound here at St. David's, and even in the messy work of expressing honey from honeycombs that took place just about a week ago. It seems everywhere I look, there is the hope of the resurrection and work of Easter people happening all around us. Now, in the gospel reading for today, Jesus gives us this beautiful metaphor of a shepherd, the good shepherd, the one who sticks with the sheep, who saves them from the mouths of wolves, who cares for and is willing to lay down his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, says Jesus. I know my own, and my own know me. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to the fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. The good shepherd, the one who stays no matter what. Shepherds, caretakers, Earth Day, Easter, spring, and resurrection. It makes me wonder how we all can be good shepherds to all life on earth. What does being a good shepherd of the entire world and all of creation look like? What does laying down our lives so that the world might live look like, particularly when we look at the entirety of God's creation and all of God's creatures? You see, shepherds do more than just make sure that the sheep do not wander off into the mouths of wolves. They also lead their flocks to green pastures and to good, clean, nourishing water. Psalm 23 gives us a perfect image of this. A shepherd does everything to care, protect, feed his or her own sheep. Grass and water, space and safety. The psalm paints a perfect picture of a world where those who trust in God are cared for, protected, and guided in life's journey. The opening of the psalm suggests a person who has, because of their relationship with God, found contentment. And much of the author's contentment seems to have a connection with the natural world. Green pastures, still waters, a head anointed with oil, an overflowing cup, and a well-stocked table. Perhaps what we need in this present life more than anything, and what creation needs most, is the recognition that the places that restore our souls are places left untouched by our human hands. Perhaps the invitation here is to recognize that creation gives us all that what we need if we are attentive to the gifts that have been provided. We are loved and cared for by the Good Shepherd all the day long. We have been watched over, provided for, carried through the storms of our lives. We have been given and entrusted with the world around us to steward and to care for. And now, as Easter people, we are called to go and do likewise. Jesus, our Good Shepherd, has stayed with us through the valley of the shadow of death. We are his beloved, those for whom Jesus has laid his life for. And now Jesus invites us, those who have been so loved, to also shepherd others, to love as we have been loved, not in word and in speech, but in truth and in action. As an Easter people, we are called to be witnesses to hope and to resurrection in all of its forms, for each other and for our beautiful island, home, Earth, that is also hurting. We do these things so that we can confidently call ourselves an Easter people and shepherds to those who are still lost. And so my prayer for us this Sunday is to remember that we are called upon to care for the earth the way God cared for us, and to love one another as God has loved us. That we love one another by making sure that there is enough for everyone, by not overusing and abusing the good earth's resources and ensuring clean water and enough food for all of God's future generations. And so I want you to pray with me now. Creator God, we know that your promise of resurrection is always around us. In the leaves and seeds falling to death, and bulbs and shoots sprouting to life, you gave us this awe-inspiring earth and entrusted it to our care. Remind us to put your love first and foremost, a love that seeks to bless and build and create rather than break down and destroy. Call us into accountability for the care of your beautiful earth and all our neighbors, including all the creatures and plants of this wondrous world. May we be good stewards of all you have given us and be filled in this space with your holy presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.